My name is Nina Norell from Portland, Oregon. I guess specifically the story that I came here to share is one that we spoke about this morning. It's a story about my great-grandmother. Her name was Marie Norell, and she was from Ireland, but grew up in Australia mostly. It's a story that I recently learned about her in the past few years, as I've been trying to learn more about my family and where they come from. And I'm fortunate enough to have a relative, Marie Norell, who's my great-grandmother, who was a famous opera singer. In fact, she was one of the first people ever recorded, first audio that was ever recorded. There are a lot of recordings of her, cylinder recordings, which have historical importance because they're so old, and they've been converted to digital. And so my uncle, Brian Norell, kindly sent me a digital copy of some of her music. And on the CD, I found a song called The Wearing of the Green. My uncle told me this story that she actually performed in the United States once at the World's Fair in St. Louis. And she sang the song, The Wearing of the Green. It's a very powerful song. I don't remember all the words, but I'll sing to you the verses that I remember. And it's a song about for Irish liberation. Liberation for Ireland. Oh, Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is forbid by law to grow on Irish ground. St. Patrick's Day no more will keep his color can't be seen. For they're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. Oh, Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The shamrock is forbid by law to grow on Irish ground. It's amazing to me, you know, growing up as a young white woman in the United States, I always really just thought of myself as American. And the more I'm learning about racism and the institutions of racism and how we've all taught to be white and what we gave up to be white, and none of us are. And the more that I learned about that, the more I was like, well, then what am I? If I'm not white, what am I? And I'm Irish, is what I found. And it's been really powerful for me to learn about that and reclaim that history. And also in doing that, to realize the history of my people and the struggle that they've been through. And that was a big part of what my great-grandmother did. It's definitely an honor for me to learn that story and to learn that song and what that means. And it's interesting, too. I mean, in the song, they talk about St. Patrick's Day, no more we'll keep. You know, just thinking back to, or even, you know, still today, when people celebrate St. Patrick's Day in this country and what that means, it's like a drunk festival. And to me, like, that's a very political thing. There was a time when people were not allowed to wear green in Ireland, and you could not fly a shamrock, and you could not celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
I was thinking that would be a really great kind of notice to do, is to make sure that every bar knows that why they are partying, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it's political. It's very
right.
Political.
Well, it's like Mother's Day as well was Women Against War in 1863. It was a women's statement for peace, saying no to war.
Mm. It's interesting how our celebrations have been turned around and commodified and changed into different things. It's really powerful to reclaim them.
Right. And also some of the people that we celebrate.
Yeah.
Like Columbus.
Like Columbus Day.
I mean, he'd cut off the hands of all the Arawak.
Yeah.
Now that is, and we celebrate somebody like that.
I'm going to read to you now. Don't go to sleep. I'm going to read you a little thing out of Days of War, Nights of Love, Crime Think for Beginners. It's a good time to lay down, take a nap. I'll read you to sleep. Here we go. IA, Short History of CWC. Actually, there is nothing we despise more than history. Interesting. Nothing could be more crippling than the feeling that we are part of a chain of events, an inescapable chain reaction that predetermines everything we do, everything that is possible. With everything around us, it is supposedly a part of this vast continuum. It's easy to forget that history itself is actually a really very recent invention. Remember, the human race has existed for over 100,000 years, so it is the past few thousand years of quote-unquote civilization that are the deviation from the natural, if anything is. Before time was divided into past and future, and then subdivided and subdivided further until it seemed to speed past without even pausing for us to climb on, we experienced it in a radically different manner. In prehistoric days, time was not linear. It could begin afresh as the sun rose on a beautiful spring morning, pause for an eternity as your lover kissed and nibbled your thighs, ended abruptly on the death of your child. It repeated itself in circular cycles or in climbing spirals of reoccurrence, endlessly renewed and unique. It could not trap you or bypass you, only carry you to the moment and release you into it. Just as there were no national borders or trends of global standardization, time was not bound by any one law or system. One could trek a few days out of one's homeland and enter entirely new worlds, traveling through space and time in ways that simply couldn't be measured. You may have noticed that while the great moments of upheaval and suffering in your life are burned into your memory forever, your experiences of bliss seem to slip through the net. While you can recall the superficial details, the actual sensations seem to melt together with those of every other experience of pleasure you can recall. This is not because happiness itself is a generic, formless condition. Rather, ecstasy and pleasure are simply part of a world that lies beyond the pale of history. History cannot capture or describe the things that make life magical and precious. These things can only be approached in person. They are as invisible to hindsight and narrative as they are to the instruments of the scientist. Read this, then, not as history of crime thinking and its progenitors, but as an illustration in negative space, a map to illustrate in the occupied time of our past, which real life surfaced for a moment, to remind us that someday it will be back forever.
Of our reality. We are children of earth and sky. DNA, descendant, now ancestor. Human being, physical spirit. Bone, flesh, blood as spirit. Metal, mineral, water as spirit. We are in time and space, but we're from beyond time and space. The past is part of the present. The future is part of the present. Life and being are interwoven. We are the DNA of Earth, Moon, planets, stars. We are related to the universal. Creator created creation. Spirit and intelligence with clarity. Being and human as power. We are a part of the generations of evolution. We are a part of the memories. These memories carry knowledge. These memories carry our identity. Beneath race, gender, class, age. Beneath citizen, business, state, religion. We are human being. And these memories are trying to remind us, human beings, human beings. It is time to rise up. Remember who we are.